SMR Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.
Welcome to FMR Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's new, local and delicious on the Cape culinary landscape. I'm Jenny Handley, editor of the Gourmet Guide online magazine, and today I'm delighted to welcome Kerry Kilpin, executive chef at Steenberg. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I know you're very busy there. You're doing all sorts of things, and you've got two restaurants to run. Tell me what's happening.
So we are both open. Trin and Bistro 1682, and we are currently running at Bistro our breakfast, lunch, and tapas, and at Trin we are doing breakfast, lunch, and early dinners, and we are going to continue doing our Steenberg at home offerings and our takeaway offerings.
Wow, so you are really busy.
Yes.
I'm a very big fan of tapas. So tell me, what do you think is the secret to doing a good tapas menu?
So for me, it's everything I like to cook is what I like to eat. So, and I like to eat lots of little things.
Me
so
too.
I think that's my big thing, is to get all my favorite things in one meal.
So it's about variety.
Yeah, lots of different variety.
Wonderful. And seasonally, what is inspiring you right now?
So we're into our winter, so it's lots of the citrus that's around. And then also those nice hearty vegetables. Now you've got your celeriac and your parsnips and good things that can be used in stews and really hearty food. In Cape Town, we have a cold, wet winter. People like a bit of a hearty meal.
Nothing wrong with that, with a good wine. I
want
to pick up on the celeriac, because I'm always interested when people say they don't know what to do with it. What do you do with it?
Oh, various things, but I like to use it in two forms mainly, either raw or cooked into a puree.
Oh,
so, if you use it raw, it's great to make a remoulade, which is like a celeriac coleslaw, so to speak. And you can use it as a really nice salad, or it works well with pork or prawns. And then if we cook it, I like to turn into a puree and then use that puree as a base for something. So whether you're making a risotto or croquette or just an accompaniment for a meat dish, it's
okay.
Got a lovely earthy flavor to it with, that slight little bit of a licorice, but not a strong licorice taste.
You're making me hungry, Kerry. Do you ever roast them, just literally quarter them and pop them in a roasting pan?
You can. I don't, because sometimes you get ones that are pretty woody. And it's hard to tell in that format if they're going to be woody.
Okay, well, I'm going to follow your advice and do exactly what you've told me to do. Definitely. And any of the other root vegetables that are coming up in your kitchen at the moment?
So we're using quite a bit of parsnip as well. I love parsnips. It's just whether it's in a soup or roasted or put in a puree or they're just one of my favorite.
Great.
I've always got parsnip when I can get them.
It's quite a short season, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So we've got to grab them while we can.
Yeah.
And Kerry, tell me, I know good food pairs well with Steenberg wines, that we do know, and hopefully we've all got some at home to enjoy with your takeaways when we order them. But tell me, what sort of music pairs with you when you're busy in your kitchen cooking?
Oh, I like Ed Sheeran. I'm a sucker for a bit of Ed Sheeran in the background.
A bit of romance and a bit of a ballad. Okay, nothing wrong with that.
And if that's not available, then and I want to have a bit of a fun, some good old 80s.
Okay. And tell me, in terms of wine, I know wine sales are restricted at the moment, but with tapas, if you're ordering a selection of tapas, what would you put on the table in the way of a wine?
So I think it all depends on your crowd, who you're eating with and what they enjoy. But it's always nice to start with the white. I'm a big fan of the Semillon at the moment, and it's quite a nice foodie wine. And then moving on to red when you get onto the more meaty, heartier tapas as like your main course. my favorite is the Nebbiolo because it's not too heavy. And when you're eating lots of different things and there's lots of different sauces, I prefer something that's going to just go down nicely.
Okay. Well, you've whet my appetite. So thank you for that. That was Kerry Kilpin of Steenberg Wine Estate, and I'm suggesting for mouthwatering recipes, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Yours free to enjoy and share. Happy cooking!
FMR Fine Food was cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.